Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the West Asia conflict escalates, India finds itself in a delicate dilemma, with its strategic petroleum reserves, or SPR, filled to only 64% capacity, a mere 3.37 million tons out of the total 5.33 million tons capacity, raising serious energy security concerns. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently addressed Parliament on this issue, sending out five key diplomatic signals. First, India has chosen to maintain its strategic autonomy in West Asia, avoiding condemnation of any specific party, whether it be the US, Israel, or Iran. This reflects India's long-standing policy of maintaining relationships with all sides in the region. What makes this significant is that India is trying to balance its relationships with multiple competing interests, a delicate task indeed. Second, the protection of the Indian diaspora has been a priority, with over 3,75,000 Indians evacuated from the conflict zone since the crisis began. This includes 1,000 Indians evacuated from Iran, comprising over 700 medical students, as well as 700 Indian seafarers stuck on approximately 22 ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Indian missions in Gulf countries are operating on emergency protocols to ensure the safe evacuation of its citizens. But why does this matter? It matters because the safety of Indian citizens abroad is a top priority for the government, and this evacuation effort showcases India's capabilities in this regard. Third, India has been working towards energy diversification, expanding its energy import sources from 27 to 41 countries over the past 11 years, reducing its dependence on a single source. Crucially, Russia has emerged as a major crude supplier to India since 2022. This diversification is crucial in reducing India's vulnerability to disruptions in the global energy market. And here is something that surprises many students. Despite these efforts, India's energy security remains a concern, particularly in the face of potential disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. Fourth, the Strait of Hormuz is a critical choke point, with approximately 20% of the global energy supply transiting through it. Any blockade or military action in this region would directly impact India's crude oil and LPG imports. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India needs to be prepared for any eventuality, including disruptions to its energy supplies, and have a robust strategy in place to mitigate such risks. Fifth, Prime Minister Modi has emphasized that dialogue and diplomacy are the only solutions to the current crisis, positioning India as a potential mediator while protecting its strategic interests. Now, let us turn to the issue of India's strategic petroleum reserve, which is a hidden vulnerability in the country's energy security framework. India's SPR program is managed by the Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited, or ISPRL, a subsidiary of the Oil Industry Development Board, or OIDB. The current SPR status is that it is filled to only 64% capacity, which translates to approximately 9.5 days of India's crude oil consumption. When combined with commercial stocks, this rises to around 74 days, still short of the International Energy Agency, or IEA, benchmark of 90 days. Note this carefully, India falls short of the IEA benchmark by around 16 days, making it vulnerable to disruptions in the global energy market. But why is the SPR only 64% full? The answer lies in the high crude prices during 2023-24, which made strategic purchases expensive. Additionally, the prioritization of spot market purchases for immediate refining needs, budget constraints for large-scale strategic stock building, and the commercial agreement with ADNOC, which allows them to use a portion of the stored crude for commercial sales, have all contributed to the current low levels of the SPR. Now, let us look at India's energy dependency in numbers. the country's crude import bill is approximately $150 billion annually, making it one of the largest importers of crude oil in the world. Recognizing the vulnerability, India has approved new SPR facilities, including the expansion of the existing facilities at Padur and the construction of new facilities at Chandikhol, Bikaner, and Rajkot. Once all these facilities are operational, India's SPR capacity would rise to 17.83 million tons, covering around 28 days of crude consumption from SPR alone. India has a proven track record of large-scale evacuations from conflict zones, including the Kuwait airlift in 1990, Operation Rahat in 2015, and the current West Asia evacuation efforts. The Strait of Hormuz factor is critical, with the strait being the world's most important oil choke point, transiting around 20 million barrels of crude oil daily. Any disruption to Hormuz traffic would immediately spike global crude prices and force India to dip into its already thin SPR buffer. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited, or ISPRL, is the managing agency for India's SPR, which has a total capacity of 5.33 million tons, located at Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. The current fill is 3.37 million tons, or 64%, which covers around 9.5 days of India's crude oil consumption. The total coverage, including commercial stocks, is around 74 days, still short of the IEA benchmark of 90 days. The ADNOC agreement allows the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company to store crude at the Mangaluru facility, with 7,50,000 tons available for ADNOC's commercial use, while India gets the first right of refusal during emergencies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both the prelims and mains exams, with key facts and concepts related to India's West Asia policy, strategic autonomy, diaspora protection, energy security, and SPR infrastructure. Remember this number, 64%, which is the current fill level of India's SPR, and note this carefully, the IEA benchmark of 90 days, which India falls short of by around 16 days. In conclusion, India's West Asia dilemma is a complex issue, with the country's energy security and strategic interests at stake. As the conflict escalates, India needs to be prepared for any eventuality, including disruptions to its energy supplies, and have a robust strategy in place to mitigate such risks. The country's SPR program is a critical component of its energy security framework, and efforts to expand and diversify its energy sources are underway. As we move forward, it is essential to keep a close eye on developments in West Asia and their implications for India's strategic position.